Brindra Draw, had taken a liking to life in the field and just did not see his sister anymore. Walking with the ghost told me nothing. But Smoke was evidence in his own way. It was his terrified determination to keep the company away from Kantovar that had led him to defect to the Shadow Master and thereby put himself into a position where he might be stricken. As Lady noted in her contribution to these annals, the rulers of Taglios, both religious and lay, have no more love for us than they do for the Shadow Masters. But we've been gentler, and if we vanish from the stage prematurely, they will have only a short time to regret our passing. Long Shadow has no use whatsoever for priests. He exterminates them wherever he finds them, which may be one more reason why Blade deserted to his cause. Mather's old friend has the most pernicious case of priest hatred I've ever encountered. How do you feel about Blade? I asked. The question would divert Mather from wondering about my agenda. I still don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense. Did he catch them doing it? I don't think so. I knew. I had walked with the ghost. Smoke can take me almost anywhere, even the past, back almost to the very moment when the demon burst in upon him and drove him into hiding in the farthest shadows of his mind. But even after having used Smoke to go observe the actual furious encounter between Blade and the old man, alcoholically enhanced, and indeed over Blade's too obvious interest in Lady, I still did not understand. But I'll tell you, with the Prince and Blade and Willow Swan and about every other guy in town drooling all over themselves every time Lady walks by, I don't know as I blame him for finally blowing up. Just about as many guys looked at your wife the same way. She was probably the most beautiful woman any of them ever saw. You didn't blow? I think that's a compliment, Cordy. Thanks. For me and Sari both. You want me to be honest? I think it was more than Lady. I think the old man thinks Blade was planted on us somehow. Huh? Yeah. But you gotta know his background. Cordy was born in my end of the world. He knew the way things were. He spent years dealing with the 10 who were taken. Those monsters laid out schemes that took decades to unfold. And some are still around. Why Blade in particular? Because we don't know anything about him. Except that you dragged him out of an alligator pit or something. And you do know about me and Willow? Yes. I didn't explain that my company brothers, Otto and Hagop, had gone all the way back to the Empire and, in passing, had rooted around in the pasts of army deserters Cordwood Mather and Willow Swan. That didn't leave Mather feeling comfortable. Too bad. It never hurt to have our paranoia worry somebody else so much they behaved themselves. I glanced at Ty Day. He was always there, but I never forgot that. He might be my bodyguard and brother-in-law, and might owe me for saving the lives of some of his family, and I might even like him fairly well, but I never talked about anything substantial in front of him using Taglian or Nguyen Bao unless there was no other choice. Maybe the old man's paranoia was rubbing off on me. Maybe it came from how Ty Day and Uncle Doge and Mother Gota sometimes seemed almost indifferent to Sara's murder. They acted as though the death of Ty Day's son Totan was 10 times more important. They'd chosen to stay with me, to take part in the